You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Happy Labor Day weekend. Can you guys believe it's the end of summer already? Oh my goodness, I am so happy to be with you for another Sunday. And you know, we have an exciting guest today. Just want to recap a little bit of what we have going on in my world and startup world. We're 12 days away from the Emmys Week Celebrity Gifting Suite in Hollywood. Guys, if you have products, if you have services and you want them to be seen by some of the influencers around the Hollywood space, give me an email. Give me a shout. CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. We're still looking for some unique products for the swag bag. And, you know, the pandemic film, the second version from the Pandemic Project documentary, the international version, we are still producing that. We have a couple more countries to go. And, excuse me, we are looking for stories all over the world. You can email us at CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. Without further ado, I have my first guest, Shayna Schoen Speaks. Shayna, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm super excited to be here.
Sorry about that. I have a little bit of a cough here, guys. All right. I'm glad to have you here. And, you know, on The Startup, we cover all different types of startup companies and brands. And I find interesting people all over the globe. And Shayna is no exception. Shayna, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell them where you're from and what you're up to these days?
Okay, so I am Shayna Schoen, and my business is Shayna Schoen Speaks, and I am originally from Nebraska, small town in Minden, Nebraska, and I just moved to San Diego for grad school. And yes, do you want me to tell them about my brand?
Yeah, well, first of all, welcome to Southern California.
Thank you. It's so crazy. I'm living my childhood dream.
Tell us more about that.
So I don't know, like as a little girl, I always felt this like desire to live in California. And then when I was looking at graduate programs last summer, I found one in San Diego and I loved the program too. It was all about like research. It has a great research program here at SDSU. And then they really have an emphasis in teaching. And so I'm actually an instructor at SDSU too while I'm going to grad school, which is super fun. I love teaching. Wow. And yeah, you know, this opportunity just brought me here and I feel so blessed.
Wow, this is amazing. And it's really a poignant, you know, moment for people who have a visualization, and even if it's from a long time ago, to really just go for it. And it sounds like you're embodying just, you know, carpe diem is what I like to say. And you're making it happen, even in a pandemic. So,
yeah, this pandemic like really pushed me to like do something. So my story, I'll tell my little pandemic story. Everyone has a like this and then COVID hit story. So this is mine. So I was working, and I'm one of those people who like runs from pain through working, overworking. So when I couldn't work at the bar that I worked at because of COVID, I had to sit with like all of my pain, right? But once I allowed that pain to hit me, then I was able to like channel that and move that into passion. And that's how I was able to write my book, Mona Listen, which is about gratitude. And wow. Specifically, it was written off of my near-death experience that happened back in 2018. Do you want me to go into that?
Wow. No, but there's a lot of things, like the onion is vast. I mean, yes. You know, you mentioned that
intertwining.
Yeah. Tell us more.
Okay. So back in 2018, this was like my big epiphany moment. So I had a jaw surgery, and basically my mouth was mouth-shaped when I was born. So I had an underbite like this, and then my lower jaw was more towards my left and my upper jaw was more towards my right. And then at the age of 3, my parents were told that I would have to have this double jaw surgery. So when my mouth was fully developed at 19, I had that surgery. That was in 2018. And then 10 days after the surgery, I got blood clots in my lungs. And it was the worst pain I have ever had in my life. And it wasn't just one blood clot, but it was 50 in one lung and then 30 in the other. And I am telling you, I should not be alive right now, because the stats out there say that 1 in 4 people who has a blood clot, their first sign is death. And then 1 in 3 people who end up in the hospital with a blood clot, they die. And I didn't just have one blood clot. I had 80. So it's just like, it was a wake up call to me. It was just like, I have the date right here on my finger. And I have it there.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I have it there just to remind me that life is so precious. And like, before it, I was just going through the motions. And now I see life through a whole nother lens. And it seems like in order to get out of like that routine of going through the motions of life, you have to have like you have to like hit rock bottom in some sort of way. So that was my rock bottom.
Wow. And you know, it's truly like an honor to speak with you, for you to even be here. You are a walking miracle. I mean,
yes.
I think you're right though. A lot of people are starting to really see, I mean, you know, however people feel about the pandemic, you can't deny it gives you a moment to really reflect on what's important. And through this time, you've not only moved across the country, you are professoring, or you said you're doing something at a school. You're getting your graduates, and you're also teaching, and you wrote a book. Let's go back to that book, which I'm sure that story about your jaw surgery was inspirational.
I have it right here by me, so you guys can see the cover. It's called Mona Listen, and I just published it back in April, so it's like brand new. It's a book of poems and essays. I'll show you. I put my heart and soul into this book, so it's about gratitude, and the color pink symbolizes gratitude.
And then, wow.
So cute.
Congratulations.
Yes. But yes, like I said earlier, like I wrote this book off of my near-death experience and like how I view the world now. So I don't just take like the happy times of my life and tell them in here through a lens of gratitude, but I take specifically the pain that I've experienced, and I've seen like how overwhelmed with gratitude I am just for those experiences, because it's shaped me and who I am today. And that's what I want to get across to people. And not only that, but in my own experience, I love having like deep conversations with people. I value my connections. And it seems like when we're able to talk about our painful experiences, that we can connect even more to other people. And I think it's such a beautiful thing. And it really takes vulnerability to talk about that stuff. And that's something like you may think that I'm very familiar with, but I did not grow up in a family where vulnerability was prized.
Right. I think a lot of people could say that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people could say that. And your book seems like a bridge to open that conversation up. Entrepreneurs oftentimes draw from painful experiences. Mm-hmm. And it pushes them forward. You said that you like to work through your pain. I can relate to that, you know, throwing myself into a work vibe when there's something out of my control or a personal matter. You know, work is, you know, it's fulfilling.
Yes, yes. And that's how I was running from my pain, because I was just overworking to the point where I wasn't like fulfilled in what I was doing. So when that pandemic hit, like that allowed me to sit back and sit still and like think with my thoughts. And then I used that and put it into my business.
So tell us how your graduate degree is going, and tell us a little bit about what did you get your bachelor's in, and give us a little bit more about your educational background.
So I just graduated back in May. My life is like boom, boom, boom right now. I just graduated back in with a degree in organizational and relational communication. And that degree right there was the best thing that has ever happened to me, like right next to my blood clot situation. Because I don't know, before I found the communication program, I was nearly going to drop out of college altogether. And then I found it. And the reason I found it was because I fell in love with my speech class that I was in. And also just I realized my love for people during my bartending that I was doing. And and the speech class is what I actually teach right now. So it's super cool. It's like a 360 in my life that I can teach that.
Nice. You've come full circle. Mm-hmm. So is it an ESL class, or tell me more about your speech class?
ESL. So the way that I teach it here at SDSU, and the way that SDSU does it, is its first years. So all of the freshmen are in these classes, and there's like 2,200 freshmen. So wow. There's a lot of instructors, and I'm one of them. But I love being able to teach, and I every class I start off with like a quote of the day, and like I'll tell them a story about myself, and then we'll just really sit down and we'll talk about just our lives, because I think it's important in a speech class that the students are comfortable in there, and we can do that through like building that community
and very good
and supporting one another.
So Shayna, if someone were going to go online and pick up your book, why don't you go to a chapter, mm-hmm. like you have maybe like an excerpt that you have an excerpt that you would have to read to sell them on your book. What excerpt would you go to for someone that's looking to connect with your brand? And I just threw this at her. She didn't know this was coming.
It's okay. I already have favorite ones.
Okay. Well, it's hard, right? You wrote, how many pages is in it, by the way?
It's 174 pages. It is a quick read, though, because it's essay format and poem format. But I do suggest that when you sit down and read it, that you don't just sit down and read it in one setting, because it's very deep. And I want you to reflect on your own life when you read it. But yes, I'm going to read from page 149. And it's the beginning of chapter 8 called Love Heals. And this is my most favorite chapter because it really embodies my whole brand and what I stand for and the way I see life.
Great.
So we can all close our eyes and travel back to a time where someone helped us with our pain. They helped us by listening and offering a hand, hug, or words that provided us with a feeling of comfort and safety. We are born alone and die alone. It is only through those moments where we are shown love that we see one another as human too and feel as if we are not alone. This shows that people need people. Some will travel days, months, or even years back in time to remember this. However, everyone has certainly fallen upon someone who has gave them a sense of love. Perhaps love is the best healer because it is the only thing that mends our hearts, which have experienced the most trauma. May we be grateful for every past, present, and future exposure to this feeling. Embracing it with open arms, allowing it to consume our being every chance we get. Because in the end, every ounce of love is worth any amount of pain that it could create. And this really goes off of what I studied in my undergrad, which was the coping strategies of survivors of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And from that research, like all of the year and a half research, that showed me that the number one way that the survivors coped was through building healthy relationships and telling their stories and having people listen to them and just really all of these forms of love. And I'm like, love is so powerful.
This is great. And we definitely need more love right now. If anything we're learning about the pandemic is there's so many facets to the community, I mean, that have been affected and uprooted. And you probably know, I'm doing two documentaries on the pandemic, and I covered everything, there's another faction of the community that I haven't. Speaking of domestic violence, there are people who are suffering, you know, in silence because of the situation. Maybe they financially can't get away from a partner, and they have a living situation, you know, in a pandemic. And I love that you're offering something that's obtainable. Where do you find us in the domestic space from your research? Where do you find us and where do you think we're going?
Oh my. So I can't really tell you about like where we're going from my research that I was doing, but I will tell you that my mom is a CPS worker, a social worker, child protective services worker, if you will. And she's told me that like since this pandemic hit, it's been crazy, specifically with domestic violence. It's like people don't know how to act. We're in such a weird mental space. There's all of these, I did other research on anxiety and depression from the pandemic, and they are going up in everyone. And you just think about like all the isolation that happened, like with the shutdown and everything, and how that affects us mentally. And it makes sense. And here we are still in it, and we're living in the unknown. And I think that the number one way to help cope with that is by just opening up more and having healthier relationships.
Yeah. You know, you're pointing out some beautiful things for those entrepreneurs that bury their head in the sand and they work through their pain, you know, and they aren't necessarily prone to jumping into that. What do you want to offer them? Like, I know that they can grab your book and maybe hire you for counsel. But you know, not everybody works that way. What do you want to offer them? You know, it sounds easy, but when they don't know how to do it.
So I will tell you that, like, before the pandemic, I was one of those people who always burnt out and stuff. And I really think that it just takes practice in, like, knowing the signs that you're close to a burnout. Like, are you taking time for yourself? Are you doing things that make you happy? Are you slowing down? Are you having moments of stillness every day? And just practicing that. And not only that, but just talking about your hardships with those who care about you, who will listen to you. It helps.
Beautiful. Where at this is the point in the show where we plug our guests. So why don't you give everybody your social media handles and where they can pick up your newly released book?
Okay. So you can get my book on Amazon. And again, it's Mona Listen. And then all of my handles on social media are Shayna Schoen Speaks. And I have Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Great. Go ahead and spell your name out just in case people don't know how to do it.
Yeah. It's very different, isn't it? So Shanashonespoone and then Speaks. And my website is shanashonespeaks.com.
Shayna, where do you see your brand going in the next 12 months? We're now in the last quarter of the year, and we're going into 2022. Where do you see Shayna Schoen Speaks and her brand going?
So honestly, my biggest thing right now is just getting these words from this book out there and just having, like, not only, what am I trying to say? Having people read this and realize how to be more open, not only like with other people, but just with themselves, because you have to be honest with yourselves in order to be honest with other people, and just open up, be more vulnerable, have more meaningful, fulfilling relationships. And I will have a podcast sometime. My life is pretty crazy right now with graduate school, but that is my goal, is to have a podcast and just have real life people on it, opening up and just connecting, spreading this like love through the world.
You sound like an asset to the world. I'm glad that you're on the west side now, darling. Thank you, Nebraska, for giving us Shayna Schoen Speaks. Shayna's books are going to be in our Emmys swag bag coming up here in 12 days, you guys. So, you know, more reasons to get on board with that. And I'm excited to get it into everyone's hands. They really don't know what they're getting with this, Shayna. I think you're really going to bless a lot of people with your book and your words. Where else can people find you? Are you going to be doing any talks in the near future?
So I don't have any planned right now, but I do want to get out there and get to talking about this book. So it is in my head. It's just not exactly planned out right now.
Yeah, I think it's coming. You know, we have to see how everything goes.
In the very early stages of my business, Monique.
Well, we love that because we're called the startup. We like to get you when you're young. So we're going to have you come back and update us. I know that your book's going to be magic and really help a lot of people. I can't wait to get my hands on it and read it on one of my flights. And you and I offline will have to dive in a little deeper on the domestic violence topic for the pandemic film, because I definitely want to represent as many parts of this community as we can. You know, this is a once in 100 year event. This pandemic. So I want to make sure it's a thorough film, and I'll have to pick your brain.
Yes, I would love that so much. I love talking about real things, like I said.
All right, Shayna, why don't you leave us with one more excerpt and plug your book again and let people know where they can find you.
Okay, I'm trying to find a specific one.
And while Shayna's looking for that, guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, maybe today's the day. You can find me at The Startup with Monique Larray, L-O-R-E, or at Monique Larray Stinson. And Shayna's going to read another excerpt from her new book.
Okay. So this one is a poem, and it's called Regret. And it's from the chapter We're Alive. Ooh. Okay. So it's, here, we'll start it. You'll regret the pictures you didn't take, the talks you didn't have, and the places you didn't go. You'll wish for another chance, another opportunity to say yes to that dance. You saved money for what? You should have gone on that trip when you had the time. You'll wish you savored that moment, the one that keeps you up late at night. A bitter sweetness, happy then, but then it gets stolen by your memory before you can appreciate it for its worth. Please don't regret the things that made you, all those sleepless nights, crying over someone who hurt you. You'll think back to a time you said something you shouldn't have or did something you shouldn't have, but all of it happened for you.
Wow. I'm excited to see what you do next, because your words really are, you know, you're kind of wiser beyond your years, right?
I mean, that's what I get all the time. Like when I was in elementary school and stuff, people were telling me like, you're so mature for your age. And I was like, I have no idea what that means. I'm only six.
I love it. Well, you know, you're definitely a gift to the San Diego college system and to California and to the world. And thank you for being a light when it's been really dark for a lot of people. And I'm excited to get a hold of your book and get that out to the gifting suite, the swag bags. People are going to love it. So give us your socials one more time before we go, and make sure you guys follow Shayna.
Okay. So my socials are TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, and it's just Shayna Schoen Speaks.
Beautiful. Shayna, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We can't wait to have you back in studio at some point. Guys, follow Shayna, get into her books, and she's a really smart young lady, and I'm excited to know her. All right. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Shayna. And I want to give you guys a little bit of some exit announcements here. First of all, thank you so much, famed Diary Boutique. I got my new sunglasses in the mail. I broke my other ones. So shout out to the famed Diary Boutique. I really appreciate these sunnies. Guys, I want to give you an update again on the pandemic project and the pandemic film. We are still, editing this thing. We're going to be featuring the full film this year, even though we're in September, at a film festival. So we will keep you posted on that. I'm really excited about the score of the film. I have a really talented composer, and we lucked out and got some talented people on. I can't mention their names yet, but you guys are going to be blown away with the score of this documentary. I've been really, really lucky to score them, if you will. So stay tuned for that announcement. Also, the pandemic film, we've done 8 countries. Can you believe it? The last country I was in was in Poland. So we're headed to Belize next, and then Brazil, Asia, Vancouver, Canada. And I think we have an option to go to Bali and Sydney and Morocco, North Africa, but it all depends on this variant, all the variants, the variables of the variant. And, hey, if you have a story in any of those areas of the world, you can email us. We're looking for survivors. We're looking for entrepreneurs and for first responders. We're leaving the politics to the politicians, and we're just interested in the human interest of the story in this once in 100 year event. And so thank you to everyone that supports our efforts in doing these documentaries. But you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And so, guys, I'm doing an Emmys after party with Matt Saroff, a celebrity fashion designer from Project Runway Juniors, and Dr. Lance. He's a global economist. He'll be there, too. He's really fun. Who else is going to be there? We're going to have a lot of fun people there. I'm going to try to get the Hell's Kitchen chefs there. Shout out to them if they can make it. And if you want to get a ticket, it's going to be in downtown LA. We'll just be right down the street from the Emmys. Emmys will be in downtown LA this year. And so will we. We'll be at Mezcalero downtown. You can go on Eventbrite and type in Emmys After Party. And it will be my 2-year anniversary here at LA Talk Radio. Shout out to Sam and the LA Talk Radio fam. Thanks for having me. Can you believe it's 2 years, Sam? Wow. All right. So yeah, we'll be celebrating my anniversary with the show and with the network and the Emmys. So if you want to come down and party with us, we would love to have you. You know, it's going to be a good time, guys. So yeah, grab your tickets on Eventbrite. I think there's a handful of free tickets left, and then there's some VIP tickets that if you purchase those, you get a free gift bag, and those gift bags are going to be awesome. So I want to say thank you so much to my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much for your continued support. MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for your support. If you're looking for a staycation in the Laguna Beach area and you want to get away from it all, why not go come down to La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach and get away, make it a staycation. Who else? I want to make sure we're covering it all. Oh, guys, it's going to be a good time. You know, we're going to be responsible, of course, and temperature checks will be at the door. You know me, I'm always going to be in a mask, but that's just me. All right, guys, I think that's it. Now, I want to make sure you guys are following me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, at Monique Lorae Stinson, MoniqueLoreStinson. And my media company is at CapAquariusMedia at gmail.com. At Swag and Sponsors, that's the kind of the swaggy and sponsory arm of the brand. You know, at the Wine Caterers, we've got that too. At the Startup with Monique Lorae, you know, you name it, we got it. Yeah, I think that's it, guys. I do want to just say, you know, a special shout out to, you know, all the entrepreneurs right now that are really trying to make it. You know, I had a conversation with a few people who have a brand and they are thinking about going and getting a regular job. You know, it's been a rough time for them. It's been a hard time to stay in the self-starter space through this time. And I want to just send you guys some encouragement. I don't want you to feel like if you do take a day job that you're somehow losing. You have to take care of yourself and your responsibilities. And I want to just encourage you to stay focused on the bigger picture. I mean, this is a really rare, crazy time in life. So guys, you know, if you got to go do that, you know, be encouraged and just know that we're here at the Startup to support, you know, whenever you come back. If you want to be on the show, guys, we would love to have you. We're looking for all brands from around the world. Of course, we go into the studio about once a month now, but we are streaming here on StreamYard every Sunday at 4. So if you want to be on the show, if you have a brand and you want some visibility, you guys can find me at the Startup with Monique Lorae on Instagram or just email me, okay? CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. So I want to give a shout out to the sponsors for the after party, okay, guys? Shout out to Absinthia Vermouth. She's the one with the fabulous absinthe. Thank you so much for being a sponsor for our after party. A shout out to Michael Solberg, Family Wines, of course. Shout out to Mescalero, downtown. Shout out to Jay and the team there. Shout out to Donna Leia Designs, our friends in South Beach. Thank you so much. Who else am I missing? Dr. Lance, of course, Matt Sarafa. And I feel like we've covered everybody. All right, guys, that's it for me. I will see you next Sunday. Next Sunday, we have Zakiya from Cookie Dip, I believe she's coming on. We have Zakiya coming on again? Yeah, we got all kinds of cool people coming on. Yeah, but if you have a brand and you want some visibility, we would love to know you. Cannabis brands are welcome. Cookie brands, candle brands, hair care, pet care. You know, we'll take it. We like all the brands, especially startups. So Matt Sarafa, Dr. Lance, Michael Solberg, Donna Leia, Absinthia, Mezcalero, and of course, LA Talk Radio. All right, you guys. Well, shout out to Lady Ray J. Hi, Lady Ray J in St. Louis. Hope you're doing well. All right, guys, that's it. I will see you next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day. And, you know, as always, I ask you, what will you start up today? Be well, take care of each other, and I will see you next Sunday. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Lorae, only on LA Talk Radio.